Good morning. It's good to be here. Thanks for getting up early this morning. I know this is second to the last day, so I appreciate it. So today I wanted to talk to you about some work we're doing in Kaiser Permanente, looking at the impact of a personal health coach program on dental and medical utilization, use of key health education services, and patient satisfaction. So this is what I have to read. So the following personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation existed during the past 12 months. No relationships to disclose. I personally approve of this message. So just in terms of background, as many of you know, use of a personal health coach may facilitate timely entry into needed health services, and research exploring the effectiveness of these programs is limited. And in addition to increasing use of preventive services, there may be an impact on patient satisfaction. So that was kind of our background in doing this work. So our primary objective was to evaluate the effect of a health coach intervention with the following measures: dental utilization, primary care utilization, emergency department, urgent care utilization, use of health education services, and then satisfaction with overall patient care. So background on the study setting: Kaiser Permanente Northwest, it is in the Portland metro area in Southwest Washington. It's a group model health maintenance organization. It's the only region that actually also has a dental plan, so it's supposedly integrated. It is one of seven Kaiser regions that serves 8.7 million members across the United States, and the dental program has 181,000 members. So the methods: we did a randomized control trial. We had two arms, a personal health coach group and a usual care group. The personal health coach group, they were invited to participate via a letter that said, we want you to participate in the study, to have a coach help you to provide service linkage to needed services. So it was sort of a kind of a service-oriented service linkage function. And so they received 4 to 6 calls, and then the usual care group, they were either randomized to either usual care or personal health coach, and they received a baseline and follow-up survey. The target population was 18 or older, new to the dental program, but had existing medical coverage of 12 more months, and we targeted smokers and or obese populations based on the evidence that there's a periodontal risk in those populations, and the BMI was 30 or more. And the recruitment period was from June 2006 through March 2007, and we followed people for a year after we randomized them. So we did 4 calls, very labor-intensive to contact people, as you might expect. The first call was to deliver this medical dental health message, where we kind of gave examples of how they're related. Smoking is related to physical health, and it's also related to oral health. And then gave people the opportunity, if they were interested in scheduling a dental visit, we actually transferred them to the dental scheduler, and then they were scheduled. Call 2 was about 8 weeks later. Again, we reinforced that message. We didn't give examples again, but just sort of reinforced, you know, they're connected. And then we used motivational interviewing to kind of explore need for health education services. It was very open-ended, kind of where the member wanted to go, and we gave them a $100 health education certificate. So call three, same introduction. Then we also did a short HRA, health risk assessment, mainly to focus on needed preventive services, and then transfer people to needed either primary care, health education, dental if they wanted to. And then call 4 was the same type of format, but we discussed options available on kp.org, which is very focused on health education services. And then again, provided service linkage if they needed it, and then basically asked, is there anything else we can help you with? And if there wasn't, we stopped. If there was, we followed up again. So our outcome measures: we looked at utilization. We looked at one or more visits in the 6 months post-randomization for dental, primary care, emergency department, urgent care utilization. These measures were collected before and after randomization, and they were obtained from electronic data. The survey measures we collected, again, at baseline, randomization, and 6 month post-baseline. These were any health education services use of KP.org, and then we collected satisfaction with care, just an overall 1 to 10, how satisfied are you with Kaiser Permanente overall? And we dichotomized that as high satisfaction, low satisfaction. As of 9 or more was high satisfaction. So the analysis, we did descriptive statistics. We did then bivariate analysis for the utilization measures. For medical utilization, we looked 6 months before and after randomization. For dental, since they were new, we just did 6 months post, looking at intervention versus usual care. And then the survey measures, we had baseline and follow-up. So we looked at 6 months, or we looked at baseline upon randomization and then 6 months post-baseline. So the target group, about 2,300 met the eligibility criteria. We were able to contact about 1,400 or 62%. We enrolled 821, about 57%, and then of those, 711 actually had complete data, survey and data, and that it was about 87%, and then about 350 in each arm. So overall, looking at the characteristics, the mean age was about 40 years old. The race ethnicity was predominantly white, reflecting the Northwest region. Very educated group, with nearly 40% having college graduation or higher. The majority were in the obese group, with smokers representing about 20%, and both smokers and obese representing about 15%. So the results, looking at 6 months post-randomization, the intervention group has significantly higher dental utilization. This was dental visits of any kind. Then looking at primary care utilization, we saw increases in both arms, but they weren't statistically significant. We went from about 60% to about 64%. Urgent care utilization, we saw a slight decrease for the intervention group, but again, not statistically significant. The usual care group went up a little bit, but I don't think the utilization numbers here are very, very meaningful. As you might expect, we saw a big jump for health education services, since that's predominantly what we were linking people to. And so we went from about 11% to nearly 50% in the intervention group, and the usual care group stayed about the same. KP.org, this was encouraging, where we were able to show a pretty significant increase in KP.org 6 months post-randomization. Usual care stayed flat. Satisfaction, okay, good. I got the p-value in there. I didn't have that before. So we found a significant increase in overall patient satisfaction. Both groups increased, but the intervention group went from about 34% to a little over 39%, and that was significant. So that people did, I think, appreciate the outreach calls. So conclusion, 6 months post-randomization, dental utilization was significantly higher in the intervention group compared to the usual care group. And then we didn't find, for the medical utilization, we didn't find any differences 6 months pre to 6 months post on either primary care or ED urgent care for either group. The survey measures, 6 months post-randomization, intervention participants reported higher use of health education services and KP.org, as well as higher patient satisfaction. The usual care group didn't report any significant differences for those three measures. Limitations, again, the health coach intervention was not intensive from a behavior change standpoint. It mainly was a service linkage mechanism to provide really a relationship with the member and the health coach. Limited sample size, the results only applicable to a group model HMO setting. I think the next step on this is really to do a difference-in-difference multivariate approach. We just did bivariate to sort of adjust for the pre-post differences. And that's the next step. Implications for policy and practice. I think what we found is the use of health coaches can increase dental utilization and use of health education service for at-risk populations and increase patient satisfaction. People really appreciated being contacted, especially in an organization such as Kaiser, where there's issues with service satisfaction. So that personal relationship, I think, was really valuable. And further work is needed to develop and evaluate health coach interventions that target populations that do not really routinely come in, and, again, developing more intensive behavior change interventions. So that is it.